conference record has joined the conference.
Okay, Drew, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, cool. Hey, I just need a few minutes of your time. First of all, I really appreciate you doing this with me today.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Right on. So, hey, man, tell me how you, how'd you get to celebrate New Year's this year, and how's 2011 started for you so far?
Oh, well, we had a little gig up in Victor, Idaho at the Naughty Pine for a couple nights, and that was really cool. Really cool little roadhouse, and we got to ski Grand Targhee, and yeah, it was a really kind of a little more mellow of a New Year's. You know, we're used to doing like the big, you know, salmon production, and
right.
And you know, last year we had our big 20th anniversary New Year's, and so this year was a little more down home and mellow, and so it was really good. And so far 2011's been going well. This is kind of our first little outing that we're on right now of the year, doing like ski towns and
right.
And yeah, so
that's great.
Well.
Nice, good. Hey, first of all, what I want to talk about is this this Bluegrass Ball mini festival you're participating in with the Traveling McCurries, Jeff Austin, Head for the Hills, all those guys. Tell me a little bit how that short tour came to light.
Our booking agent has been putting this together for a while, Baron Ruth, and he books the McCurries and Head for the Hills, and we got Jeff Austin involved, and so it's just kind of a concept that he had. He's really quite a go-getter. He really had a lot to do with helping me with getting my solo career launched, and so he's really quite a visionary, and he just kind of put this whole thing together, and it seemed like a fun thing to do. Just, you know, come on out and do a few shows, and you know, just something different. So I'm always in for that.
That's cool. So was this his brainchild, or was it more of the McCurries?
Yeah, it was probably a combination of Baron and the McCurries, but I think probably Baron Ruth had most to do with it, from what I can gather.
That's cool. Right on. So what can fans expect from this collaboration?
Good question.
Yeah.
Complete mystery to me. I don't know.
Right.
They expect the unexpected, I guess.
Right.
Which is kind of where I'm at with it. I have no idea. And all I know is that we're all really, you know, good buds, and we've played a lot of music together over the years, you know, and, you know, Jeff Austin's a good friend of mine, and,
right.
You know, we've done shows together for years as well, and Head for the Hills are kind of our new friends. I produced their last record, and they actually just opened for us in Park City, the Emmett Nershey Band, and that was cool,
right.
And so, you know, we all have a lot of, you know, kind of history together, and you know, it should come together real easily, I think, and should be really fun.
Yeah, I bet. I imagine with Jeff Austin, Ronnie McCurry, and yourself all sharing this bill, that the audience can probably expect one hell of a mandolin showdown, huh?
Yeah, I'd say. I may end up even having to play some guitar because there's so many mandolin players.
Yeah, right.
We'll see how that goes. But yeah, it should be cool.
Yeah, right on. Well, you know, at this point, I know it's only scheduled to run through 4 dates in Chicago and St. Louis. Why play in these cities and those respective small venues that they'll be in?
I don't know. It's a good question. I guess it just seemed to be, you know, the easiest way to put it together. And, you know, the Midwest is always eager, you know, for music, and
mm-hmm.
seems like probably the easiest place to really put stuff together, especially with not a lot of leeway, not a lot of front end time, so
right.
Yeah, you know, it seems like that's probably just kind of the no brainer kind of areas to go to.
Sure.
But you know, hopefully we'll do some more of it. If these go well, maybe we'll do some more shows in the future. So
yeah. I was going to ask if you anticipated doing any further dates.
I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, we're all kind of pretty busy doing other things, but you know, if the opportunity arises, you know, we may put this together again. We'll see how it goes, I guess. But, you know, we're always
right.
up, especially if we're doing stuff with the McCurries. And, you know, we're definitely planning on doing some more shows with them this summer. And, you know, and festivals, of course, we all see each other. And
right.
Yeah, you never know. It could turn into something cool.
Yeah, no kidding. What would you say that the music of Del McCurry and, of course, the rest of the McCurry family has meant to you as a bluegrass artist?
Oh, I mean, they're the greatest. They're such a great group of guys. guys, and you know, they're probably, in my opinion, you know, really the best bluegrass band on the planet right now, is Del McCurry Band, and have been for a while. And they just do it right. I mean, they're the real deal, and you know, Del's one of the last of the real deals, and
right.
You know, they're all such great musicians, and they're so great together. You know, and Jason Carter was on our Hammett Nursery record, and you know, I've had Del on a couple of my records and on one of our Salmon records, Nashville Sessions, and
right.
You know, they've just been a huge influence, and you know, we've toured with them and done the rhyming with them on New Year's, and you know, we've just had a lot of great times, and we've, you know, really, I really feel, you know, honored to be kind of accepted into their circle, you know, and it's been really inspiring, you know, all the, you know, opportunities we've had to play with them and to sing with Del on stage is one of the biggest honors of my life, you know, time I've gotten to do that.
Yeah.
And they're just a huge, huge part of what makes us go, that's for sure.
That's cool, yeah. Yeah, actually, I wanted to touch back on mentioning Jason. I know you worked with Jason Carter on the new country blues album that you and the Hammett Nursery Band put together. That I had a chance to listen to a lot of that. That was a fantastic collection of songs, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah. Are there any plans for you and Billy to get this group back in the studio or out on the road?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we're on the road right now with the Hammett Nursery Band.
Oh, you are? I did not know that. Okay.
Yeah, we just played in Sun Valley last night, Park City the night before, and we're heading up to Missoula, Montana today, and then down to Jackson Hole, and then we're doing Vail, Colorado, and Telluride, Colorado next week. And so we're just on a little ski town run right now. And
yeah, right.
And we got a bunch of stuff coming up. We got a bunch of festivals. We got Spring Fest down in Florida, and we got Merle Fest and Old Settlers Festival and Del Fest and Telluride Bluegrass and String Summit. And so we have quite
awesome.
A busy season coming up. Yeah, so it's definitely going well, and we're definitely planning on going back in the studio next winter and making another record. But
that's awesome.
It's cooking right along.
Wow.
Yeah,
great.
So
have you been... Do you ski, Drew? You've been doing that in these towns?
I do. Oh, yeah. Well, I live in a ski town. I live in Crested Butte,
Colorado.
Yeah, you
live in Crested Butte, right.
Yeah, so we're playing and skiing Jackson Hole on Super Sunday. So we're going to hang out for an extra day and ski and then watch the Super Bowl in Jackson Hole. So that's going to be our recreational weekend coming up.
That sounds all right.
Yeah, then we're going to try to ski Vail next week and then Telluride. That's kind of part of the deal that we try to get out and ski as well as much as we can. But in the meantime, we're just driving through some beautiful country today. It's just amazing where we are north of Sun Valley, heading up towards Montana. It's just the most beautiful scenery.
Oh, that's great!
It's like a postcard. Yeah. So
yeah. Right.
It's entertaining.
Yeah. Good. And how about the other side project? Your fronted band, Drew Hammett Band. Do you guys have any plans to do anything? Or are you kind of doing this Billy Nurse Drew Hammett thing right now?
Well, we did a show a couple weeks ago in Crested Butte at the Center for the Arts, and and we're doing a couple shows coming up in the spring, one in Denver and one near Fort Collins at the Mishawaka Amphitheater. Mm-hmm. And then I host a festival in Crested Butte called Bluegrass in Paradise.
Nice.
And hosting an all-star band there. And yeah, you know, that band is still there. It's not the main thing right now. It's a bit of a back burner thing. But, you know, I can pretty much revive it any time and do shows with that band as well. So it's good to have options, you know. And Sam is still going a little bit too. We're about ready to do about a week-long run and about a week here, week and a half here. We're going to do some ski towns with Salmon. So it's nice to do different things. It keeps it interesting.
Yeah, I was hoping you might want to touch a little bit more on that. Like, what do you as an artist get from doing your own side projects outside of performing with your usual group, Leftover Salmon?
Oh, well, you know, Salmon ended, you know, we took about a 3-year break, and now we're kind of back doing a few shows here and there, so it's kind of like the side project more than anything. But, you know, it's been really great to get off on my own and you know, kind of find my own sea legs you know, it's empowering to kind of take control of your own career and know that whenever you want, you can, you know, do your own band and you know, not be dependent on you know, the usual stuff. It's been really great for me. and making solo records, and yeah, I love it. It's invigorating for sure. You know, it's challenging.
Yeah. Right, right. Well, speaking of Leftover Salmon, you know, I mean, with the exception of the few years off that you spoke about, you guys are essentially going on your 22nd year as a band. And I know you guys are doing that. Yeah. You guys are doing the short tour, you know, through the Colorado and Utah Rockies later this month. I mean, I guess it would appear that the band is still content, you know, pushing on and playing. What do you see for the future of Leftover Salmon?
Well, we're going to also try to make a new record next winter.
Awesome.
And, and probably another run next fall. You know, I think we're going to keep it going, you know, probably, you know, not a lot of shows, but, you know, here and there we'll do some runs and some festivals, and, you know, it's good to keep it going. You know, we really weren't sure if it was ever going to come together again, you know, when we split up, and it's come back around in a nice way, and it's, you know, it's low pressure, and, you know, we don't have the huge organization and all this stuff going on. We just kind of get together and do some shows and go home. So, you know, I think we'll just keep it going as much as we can. And, you know, when we get in the studio, I think it's going to be a cool thing after all these years to see what happens. So we're excited about that.
That's good. Have you or Vince done any writing, any new songs for Leftover Salmon at this point?
Not at this point. But you know, it's good to have a reason to write, you know, write together and, you know, see what happens. And it should be interesting. You know, it's definitely in my mind right now. I'm definitely gearing up for it, you know, and writing for the Emmett Nursery Band, too. So that's kind of what it takes to get me going, get me writing new stuff, is to have, you know, an impending album coming up. So kind of gets the juices flowing.
There you go. Right, yeah. Hey, I also wanted to touch upon that really cool DVD you guys put out last year called Twice in a Blue Moon.
That was
a great concert DVD, I thought. And, you know, it was also a neat retrospective of pretty much the first 20 years of Leftover Salmon. Do you mind telling me a little bit about how the idea of filming the performances came about and what you feel the response to that release has been?
Well, I think that, you know, we thought we should commemorate the 20th anniversary, you know, and we weren't really sure what we were going to do with it, but then our manager had this idea to put the DVD together, and you know, it wasn't planned as much as it could have been. It's, you know, it's pretty spontaneous. Everything is on there, and, you know, it's a pretty good representation of where the band's at now. And, you know, I don't know what the response has been, really. I'm not really even sure how that DVD is doing or anything, but, you know, it's cool to have something new out, you know, It's good for people to have something they can take home and, you know, and show their friends, and especially people that haven't seen us before. And I think it's a cool thing, you know. It was a way for us kind of to keep things rolling, you know, put something out there.
Yeah. No, I thought it was really good, especially in the sense that if there's people who haven't seen you guys play for a long time, since obviously you took a hiatus for a little bit, but, you know, and obviously there's been band lineup changes and stuff for, you know, over the years, that it was a good picture of how you guys are playing now. And it, you know, personally, I think you guys still sound great.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, so I want to touch back about a little bit about this bluegrass ball and Jeff Austin. You know, since you and Jeff are such prominent Colorado musicians, and I'm going to call you mandolin freaks, I know you guys have played a lot together, but could the time be coming for you two to finally maybe write and record some stuff together?
Oh, it's always possible. You know, I've thought about that, and I think that would be awesome. I'd be totally open to that, you know, and I've always thought that, you know, Ronnie and I should do a record as well.
Right.
But maybe we should all get together and do a mandolin record with a bunch of us crazies.
Well, you know, you guys are all going to be together here pretty soon. You never know what will happen, right?
Exactly.
Right. That's cool. Well, I mean, you have had the opportunity to play and record with all kinds of great musicians throughout your career. What I'd like to know, is there anyone else on your radar that you're just dying to play with someday?
Oh, Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, right.
Somebody else I've always wanted to play with. Kind of a long shot, but I do have friends that have played with him. I don't know. Santana.
be somebody else. So, you know, those are pipe dreams, but you never know.
Oh, those are classic greats. I don't blame you there. Yeah, right.
Stranger
well,
things
you know
happen,
what?
I guess.
What's that?
Stranger things have happened, I guess.
Yeah. Right. Drew, I just have one more question for you, man. I'll let you get back. What other events do you have planned this year that you and, of course, fans should be excited about?
Well, we're probably, like I said, we're probably most excited about Merlefest because that's a festival we haven't been to in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Telluride. You know, those are probably the big ones that we're most excited about right now, you know, especially... You know, Merlefest is such a definitive bluegrass festival, and I think it's going to be a really great event for us. And
where do they hold that again?
That's in Wilkesboro, North Carolina.
North Carolina. Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, Drew. Thanks, man. I really appreciate it. That's all I have for you today. Yeah.
All
right. I know you got a busy month of music ahead of you, so I'll let you get back to the grind, and good luck with everything.
All right.
Okay?
Hey, thanks a lot.
You got it. We'll talk to you later. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.